Welcome to Success AF, Customer Success Podcast Series. In response to your feedback in Series 3, we are going to double-click on some of the key skills needed to excel in customer success. We continue to bring you short, insightful discussions and interviews, and consider where cultural nuances may introduce a different perspective. I am JD.
And this is Elena.
So in this episode, we're talking about a key skill to being a successful customer success manager. And we're going to discuss about business acumen. What exactly does that mean? Why it is important? How do you help your team develop it? And how do you demonstrate that you have it?
Hey, JD, how are you doing? Looking forward to this topic.
Really? Yeah, I was very excited coming in today, reviewing what we have crafted for the topic today. I feel like we would both have very interesting personal experiences about how we shape our own business acumen throughout our careers. And yours definitely granted, I think, a lot more, I would say, wholesome than mine, considering that global perspective, right, you come from.
It's also a nice way of just saying that I've got, you know, many, many years under my belt, but thank you. You know, it's funny, JD, I was sort of reflecting back. So I studied, and my background is psychology and counseling. There's no business acumen or commercial acumen that you really acquire in doing that. And it was, you know, really opportunistically that I ended up working in tech. So the first half of my career was very operationally focused, leading large outsourced service operations for APAC. And then it was only as I moved into pre-sales where I realized just how much more there was to understanding business and how things work. So my scope in pre-sales was design and cost IT service desk solutions, which I understood deeply. The options, cost levers, business impact. But I knew very little about these aspects of our broader IT infrastructure solutions. I didn't have a ton of experience in responding to bids, turning cost models into pricing models or commercial negotiations. All of those things were quite foreign to me. And, you know, going through, you know, as part of my job, I spent a lot of time in meetings that were not directly related to my scope. And that sounds familiar, right? I mean, yeah. We pretty much all spend time in meetings that to some more or less don't necessarily directly relate to what we're doing, or especially in Zoom meetings, we might think, I'll just multitask while I sort of half listen. Multitasking is a fallacy. Our minds wander. These are incredible learning opportunities. We can learn a ton from other people's knowledge and experiences. And oftentimes, as we move up in an organization or across an organization, those things that our colleagues are sharing or discussing, they are really helpful for us to understand. And, you know, for me in that circumstance, it was by paying attention to other aspects of our solutions, I acquired knowledge that I could apply more broadly. So I'm not a deep technical expert by any means, but I understand the conversations, the levers, the business impact. And by developing my business acumen, I was subsequently able to put together solutions, proposals, and presentations for end-to-end IT infrastructure solutions. And then obviously that's just one example of, you know, how I developed that very specifically at kind of the midpoint of my career.
And that is a very interesting take, because from becoming an individual contributor to moving around in different business functions and then getting and forming your own view of what and how the business tackles the different business problems, you probably formed your own business acumen. And probably talking about things like productivity per head, like you talked about these pricing models that you're forming for service desk solutions. These are things that you don't actually get if you're just committed to doing your job scope and job description, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And yeah, it is also something that I've begun to learn, that I think it's really important to see how the executive level see the whole business and then figure out how personally I can support and empower that and be a force multiplier for that.
Exactly. And when, you know, we think about customer success, that you've hit the nail on the head, right? We absolutely need to understand our customers' businesses. How do they make money? How do we influence how they make money?
Exactly. And sometimes it's as simple as understanding where the team sits in terms of the budget, right?
Right. Yeah.
As simple as that. And I think that is in line with why we have such awesome and popular CS communities of practice. It's because people do want to figure out different perspectives from different industries, businesses, even if the customer success managers that they're interacting with could be from another industry, there could be different types of perspectives that they build and types of business acumen that they've developed that can actually contribute to my own learning as a CSM in my journey and professional career.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. There's so much variety and so much, so many different aspects to customer success, depending on the industry, the product, the solution, right?
Yeah, exactly. So getting back to the topic we're on today, Elena, we talk about business acumen, but let's try to define it, right? What is business acumen? I think it's the ability to assess a situation holistically through a business lens. That means to understand the impact of a situation or possible courses of action on the business and on the customer's business and objectives.
Yeah. And to an extent, it's kind of a byproduct of curiosity and empathy.
Yeah, it definitely is. And just figuring out why is business acumen important? And I believe it's each of us making decisions and taking actions that impact our businesses and our customers. In customer success, we position ourselves as trusted advisors and we are the face of the business. We need to be able to back that up.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So Elena, how do you hone your business acumen?
A lot of it, JD, comes down to on-the-job experience. And I don't mean that to mean, you know, you exclusively have business acumen only once you have 20 years of experience or whatever. It again really comes down to curiosity. It's kind of like doing discovery for a new customer. You know, what do they do? How do they make money? How are they performing? And by being curious, by asking questions, a colleague of mine, Kevin Lee, often says, you know, peel the onion. So, you know, you ask one question, okay, that reveals the next layer. What's the next question that you can ask from there? So, you know, it's, yes, you need experience. However, it's more about making the most of the experience that you have and making every opportunity an opportunity to learn, listening to your peers within your team, from other teams, looking for opportunities, like you mentioned, to meet and collaborate with your peers in other customer success communities and across functions within your business. And I can't resist this one. So instead of zoning out during our Zoom meetings, what you can do is try zooming in and zooming out. It's one of my favorite articles from HBR, which we will share later on. And this really talks about where you approach a situation differently, depending on whether you zoom in really close up and see those sharp details or zoom out and look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, definitely. So I think what you've talked about actually is a lot about professional maturity, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's definitely not closely tied to the number of years, but there is a relationship. And it is on as you build on those years, you build and carve out your own perspectives, values, and approach through these multiple conversations that you've had with your customers, with your internal business stakeholders, with your external business stakeholders.
Yeah, for sure. You know, just over time, your library or your encyclopedia of personal acumen accumulates, definitely.
I did want to also ask Elena, how do you support your team to develop business acumen?
Number one is strategic alignment. So constantly linking goals and objectives back to strategy. And that's both from an internal perspective. So how does what we do on a day-to-day basis, how do our OKRs align to our company vision and strategy? And similarly, for our customers. So when we're talking about our customers, okay, that's great. Those are their objectives. What goals are they trying to achieve? How does that help them achieve those goals and their corporate strategy? A really important one is ensuring understanding of the customer life cycle, of financial statements, and how our team's contribution helps to achieve those objectives and impacts on the bottom line. And then the third one is really that cross-team collaboration piece. And again, that's curiosity and empathy, right? Understanding how our other teams that we deal with, our other business partners, are measured and what success looks like for them. Having that empathy and that knowledge also helps us to be able to, you know, do things like create stronger business cases and make more compelling arguments and justifications.
So I think one thing that we definitely want to learn from this whole episode is how we can demonstrate business acumen. What do you think, and how do you think we can approach this, Elena?
So I was giving it some thought, and as you know, I've been doing a lot of interviewing these last few months, and a job interview is one place. Also, you know, an elevator pitch or anytime you're in sort of an executive meeting, those are great times that you really want to demonstrate business acumen. And so I was thinking, you know, basically, if we think of it like a job interview, because in a job interview, you should expect questions where you can demonstrate four things: problem or risk identification, relevant solutions or mitigations, including the process of how you came up with those solutions. So for example, collaboration with teams, customers, partners, the ability to articulate business decisions that were made, and demonstration of impact through relevant data points. So how you use data to influence decisions and outcomes. All of those things together will really make it clear that you have a sense of maturity in terms of business acumen.
That is such a great framework, and that reminds me of the Amazon star method for interviews. And it's pretty much similar, right? Star stands for situation. So what is the situation you face? Task, what were the tasks you're involved and had to complete? Action, what actions did you take? And then the results, what were the results of those actions? And that kind of frames and puts together how you demonstrate your business acumen in behavioral type scenarios. And I believe that is an amazing approach for interviews, for demonstrating business acumen, or just solving any challenging problem in general.
Yeah. And if you think about it, if you take that framework and then look at different responses, you're also able to determine the maturity or experience of a candidate, or, you know, whatever the situation, but let's say for argument's sake, it is an interview. So determine the maturity of a candidate based on the quality of those results. So for example, in articulating a situation, what's the business impact? In terms of the results, what are the quantifiable data points that you can share? And when you add those to your response, it really adds that evidence of maturity. So look, really good discussion, JD. As I mentioned, I love this topic. It's something I spend a lot of time thinking about. So if we, in summary, today's discussion, business acumen is absolutely a critical skill to develop for any professional role, but particularly customer success. You develop business acumen by learning on the job, learning from others, and simply being curious, wanting to understand things. And you can demonstrate it in the same way that you would approach a job interview. As promised, we will share some of the resources that we used in putting this content together. Thank you, as always, for listening. Please keep the feedback coming. And remember to like and follow Success AF on your favorite podcast platform.